absolutely fine with the sparkling wines that they do go, and even with a food like eggs, which normally, you know, does not do well with other wines, especially red wines. Although you can find examples of anything that will go with specific foods. There's a few things, though, that we try to often avoid at tastings, but, you know, again, it's personal taste, whatever you like. There's you know, there's eggs poached in a red wine, but you need to pick the correct red wine. So sparkling wine, champagne, what is it? How do those bubbles get in there? Why is it so expensive? Well, the champagne process is, well, it used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol, you take something that has sugar in it, and you add yeast, and the result is carbon dioxide, which in an open vat or even a closed vat with some kind of escape mechanism, the CO2 is released, and alcohol is the other byproduct. And when all the sugar in the beverage is consumed by the yeast, then the fermentation stops. Or if there's too much in there and the alcohol level gets too high for these yeasts, it kills the yeast. Can't survive. That's why your table wines are normally, they cap out at, you know, you won't see one for much over 15% alcohol by volume. You get into the higher alcohol wines, fortified wines that have some brandy and others, you know, it has to be a wine product in there. That, you know, preserves the wine, stops fermentation, and then the wine is aged. I'm thinking of sherries, ports, things like that. Madeira, Marsala. So with the champagne, so we put the wine through its first fermentation. And now we've got to get bubbles in there. Of course, we lost all the bubbles when we fermented the juice, and now we want to get some more in there. The second fermentation is once the wine is either it's blended oftentimes, or if it's a straight single grape, another tirage or measure of yeast and sugar are added enough to make some bubbles, and they have to be trapped in there. So in the traditional method, of course, they're trapped in the bottle and make the bubbles. Somehow now we've got bubbles in there, but we have some dead yeast cells, other things in the wine that we want to get out of there. How do we do that? The wine is what we call riddled. It's of course, they're stored on their side. There's machines that will turn the wine now. They used to be done by hand. Turn the bottles slowly and kind of increase the angle that they're up. So at the end of this process, the wine is pretty much upside down. Anything that's in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the latest U.S. House impeachment hearing concerning President Trump.
President Trump's actions are impeachable offenses. They threaten our rule of law. They threaten our institutions. They threaten our republic.
As you probably guessed, that's the top Democratic attorney on the House Judiciary Committee, Barry Burke, accusing Trump of betraying his oath of office. On the other side, Republican lawyers like Stephen Castor say otherwise, and that the president's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards. And he adds,
Democrats have turned away information by declining to negotiate in good faith with the administration about the scope of document requests. As a result of these failures, the evidentiary record in the impeachment inquiry is incomplete and in many places incoherent.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
At least 5 people have been killed and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after 2 of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when 2 tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive. The Kennedy Center honors recognizing actor Sally Field, singer Linda Ronstadt, Sesame Street, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and Earth, Wind, and Fire at a ceremony last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren making close to $2 million during the 2 decades that she worked as a private lawyer. The Massachusetts senator's campaign updating her legal work page to detail income she earned from each case. That's, of course, after she's been slamming the rich, saying they should be paying much more in taxes. Miss South Africa is the new Miss Universe. Host Steve Harvey feeling that same old embarrassment. Zozibini Tunzi won the title last night in Atlanta. Harvey had a flashback to the 2015 pageant when he infamously...
Join Nami Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The stars. stars.
Hey, we're back at Chef Bill's table, but talking about sparkling wine. So, so champagne, basically, again, expensive process. If you non-vintage means it's blended harvest from different years. Blanc de Blanc would mean it's just the Chardonnay grape in there. If you don't see Blanc de Blanc on the label, then you can assume that one or both of the other red grapes juices in there. I think it adds a little more character. And the process, traditional method, or bottle fermented, fermented in the bottle, fermented in this bottle, fermented in the bottle could mean it was still a transfer process, but the method's the same. And other countries that produce sparkling wine, Spanish Cava, will say using method tradicional, which means it was done bottle fermented, same process, but again, different grapes. Cavas are usually a great buy, less expensive grapes, obviously in the Champagne region, a small region. Champagne coming from there is the only wine really permitted to be called Champagne. Other areas in France produce sparkling wines. Normally you'll see them preceded by a Cremant, that term. And that would mean sparkling wines could be from the Loire region, other regions besides Champagne, and still same process, but not from the Champagne district. It's like anything. If you're a small district and you've got limited production, high demand, of course, the prices will get higher. And as I say, the Champagne, the process is labor-intensive. Now, there's other processes out there, the Charmat or bulk process, where instead of fermenting in individual bottles, it's in a big tank. And the result is similar. The bubbles aren't quite as fine. Long-lasting bubbles, of course, after you've poured the wine, a lot of that has to do with the proper glass. If you want a tall flute or a tulip glass, although for a rosé, Brut, I like something with has a little bit of a bowl to it, and then the
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, always late. Anyway, the last couple of shows that I did not show up on my Facebook page. So I am going to repeat the one from last week. So, again, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am licensed as a counselor, licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I've been doing Counselor's Chat for 9 to maybe going on 10 years, and the reason I do Counselor's Chat is to promote good mental health, to remove the stigma, to provide some education about what good mental health is all about. Now, December is National Spiritual Literacy Month. So any of you who may follow me on Facebook saw that I did a program last week on spiritual literacy. And actually the week before I did it with being Thanksgiving, I think it was the week before that, so we're talking 3 weeks past, I did a topic on gratitude. So I'm going to sort of combine the two because I think that they're really both important topics, and I was rather disappointed that they were not showing up on my Facebook page, and I am hoping that today that it does do that. One of the things that does happen with my shows is that I do transfer many of them onto my website. So my website is www.alterolcounselor.com. That's alterolcounselor.com. My little jingle says .net, so that's an older jingle, so the new one is a .com. So, you know, you can either go on the 100 in Chamber Radio and go on to Counselor's Chat, look in the archives. You can see many of the past shows, or at least listen to many of the past shows that I've done. If you want to watch them, go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and then you can scroll down and you could see some of the shows that I've done in the past, and then watch them there. So, and like I said, I do transfer a number of shows over onto my webpage, so you can also do that. So I really felt that spiritual literacy, being that December is National Spiritual Literacy Month, was a really important topic, and I was rather disappointed to find that it hadn't shown up on my Counselor's Chat Facebook page. So that is part of why I'm doing it again. A lot of times what I do is I will use my computer here, or my iPad, just to sort of jog a little bit about some of the topics that I choose. I don't use it as my in other words, I don't generally read off of it for in general. So a little history. Spiritual Literacy Month was founded by two authors, Frederick and Mary Broussat, in 1996, with the goal of advocating respect for religions of the world and spiritual traditions among them. Now, spirituality and religion, I believe, are basically two separate things. Now, you can be religious and very spiritual. You can be spiritual and not religious, and you can actually be religious and not be very spiritual. So spirituality is something that religion can foster. When we talk about religion, it is a practice, which hopefully leads you to the practice of having a spiritual life. However, it tends to be a lot more organized. So you can be, like I said, you can be spiritual without being religious. It's not quite so organized. You don't have services that you go to every week, a daily practice of prayer and meditation, maybe reading a Bible or Quran or something of that nature, so that you can have a lot of spiritual experiences just going for a walk in nature and having a sense of awe about the world in general. Now, I am a practicing Christian and have a very strong Christian belief. And with saying that, I also believe that there are people who are agnostic and people who even are atheists, who can be spiritual in that they get that sense of awe from the universe and that sense of connection. So spirituality is oftentimes about connection. So what do I mean? Connection to myself. I know who I am. I feel a sense of genuine, I'm not wearing masks. I mean, we all do to some extent, but I don't wear a whole lot of masks. I'm the same person that you see here, that I'm at home, that I'm in with my clients. You know, I don't believe I put on airs and act differently for different people in different ways. I believe I'm the same. So that's that genuine aspect of who I am. And I know that person pretty well. I've done a lot of work on myself. So I've had years of counseling for myself. I've mentioned in past programs, Al-Anon, adult children of alcoholics, many things, just getting my master's in counseling, a lot of introspection. So I got to know myself fairly well. So my ability to connect with myself gives me the ability to know my boundaries and my limits. You know, when I've had enough, when I need to push myself a little bit, when I need to say no, when it's okay for me to say yes, when I need to say to someone, yeah, you know, I'm not comfortable with what you're doing or saying, or you're crossing a boundary. So that is about knowing myself and having that connection with myself. When I can connect with myself and I can get to that sort of that gut level feeling of who I am and get in touch with my emotions in that way, I also then can connect with another human being. Our emotional life, our emotions are the international language of humanity, and I think pretty much all beings, so that we can see when our, you know, a dog or a cat, they seem happy, you know, when a bird is happy, when squirrels are happy, when cows are happy, when horses are happy, like we can see that. We can tell when they're feeling depressed or sad, or, you know, that emotional level is universal. So it's a universal language. It's our ability to connect. For any of you that have had pets, to feel that sort of bond with your pet, it's a spiritual connection. I don't see it. I can't touch it, but I feel it emotionally. And that's that same thing that we have with friends and family and children and spouses. Just that I'm like really feeling a strong connection. You know, sometimes maybe I think I knew you in another life. It's this powerful sense of connection. And then it's that connection to the universe. I feel connected to the world that I'm living in. I feel connected to nature. I feel connected to the God. So that's for those that believe in God. I have a connection. I don't see it. I can't touch it. I don't smell it, but I sense it. So spiritual things can happen to us in our lives, and I mentioned some of those things in my show last week, and I'm going to repeat them. So my first husband was alcoholic, and it was over, and I was devastated, and the person I wanted to talk to the most was my godfather, my Uncle Ken. Now, my family is here in New Jersey, and I was living in California, and I was in the showers on the floor, just sobbing, just praying, saying, God, I really want to see my Uncle Ken. My Uncle Ken had, at that point, maybe 2 years of AA. Maybe three under his belt. And I just felt I needed to talk to someone that had some understanding about alcoholism. This is way before I became a counselor, anything. Well, I get a phone call. It's my Uncle Ken. He says, hey. He had no idea what was going on in my life. He said, hey, I happen to be here on a business trip in L.A. You want to get together for dinner? That to me was a huge spiritual, you know, we could say that was a coincidence. I don't think so. For me, from my perspective, I called out into the universe. I called out to, as a Christian, God. I prayed for my Uncle Ken. My Uncle Ken unknowingly was there on a business trip. The way things just lined up for me was just, it was like a little miracle. And so that was a spiritual connection. So having spiritual literacy is about recognizing that things maybe are coincidental, but, you know, having that thing happen like that. Spiritual literacy is something that we can develop through reading, listening, meditating, practicing mindfulness, getting quiet, praying, and so reading spiritual literature, going to spiritual, you know, we can go to church, we can go to synagogue, we can go to temple, we can go to ashram, we can go to a beautiful state park where we can sit and pray and meditate. Now, my version of prayer is I'm the one that's having the conversation. I'm doing the talking. So, you know, dear God, I'm doing the talking. That is, for me, prayer. Meditation is when I get quiet and I listen. What is God saying to me? What is the universe telling me? What is the message that I am getting currently? It is a practice. So therefore, prayer and meditation can be that practice. Now, meditation can also be reading a daily meditation. There are so many books that have 365 daily meditations, and these practices of reading them and learning about spirituality and its connection in our life is really important. So reading a spiritual book, a spiritual pamphlet, Bible, Torah, there's just so many things that we can find things that are uplifting. It uplifts our spirits. I'm feeling better. So it's a spiritual uplift. I'm feeling more grounded. I'm feeling more hopeful. And I'm learning things. Being spiritually literate actually helps remove or lower our stress level. Why is that? So it can improve our mental and physical health. That's why spirituality, in terms of being a mental health practitioner, is important. So often I suggest to my clients meditation, practicing mindfulness, being in the moment, reading, daily meditation, praying if they're open to prayer, going for a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness that way, petting your cat, petting your dog, being with other people where you can sit and talk about things that are uplifting. Yes, you can. We all can talk about all the horrible things going on in our lives and in the world, and that can pull us down. So it's about talking about some of my things that I'm grateful for. So as I said, my previous show before the one of last week, this is technically a repeat, it was on gratitude. So when I practice gratitude with other people, with the world around me, I begin to grow spiritually. It is a feeling of being lifted up. Okay. Now, am I actually lifting up? No. But my spirits, okay, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling some joy. I'm feeling invigorated. So if I'm feeling these things, my mental health is going to be better. I will have less anxiety because I'm feeling hope. I will have less depression because I am enjoying myself and I'm looking at things that I'm grateful for rather than focusing on the things that I am not grateful for, because we all have that list. When our mental health improves, our physical health improves. So I'm feeling better about life. As I'm feeling better about life, I'm beginning to do things that take better care of myself, and my body's responding, and my mental health is responding, and I'm sleeping better. I'm going out for walks. I'm enjoying nature. I'm getting some exercise. So it really is very much connected. If you've never really explored spirituality and spiritual literacy, it may be the time to do so. It is the holiday season, not only Christmas, but there are many different holidays that are celebrated. And pretty soon, we're going to have winter solstice, so it's the shortest day of the year. And if anybody knows anything about Stonehenge, it is a huge celebration at Stonehenge. It is the returning of the sun, which, you know, I'm going to say just in terms of humanity and its evolution and its progression of spiritual development, the sun is a huge, huge spiritual experience. So that eventually days start getting longer and light is brought back into the world. And that is why we have all these celebrations in December, because the light of the world, the sun or the sun, however, whichever sun you want to focus on is coming back. And the sun in general, you know, when people have seasonal affective disorder, oh, they're so depressed. It's dark all the time. I mean, the sun is out right now, but earlier this morning it was gloomy. Yesterday was raining. Monday was raining. It was the dark, dreary, cold, wet, depressing. But now that the sun is out and light and bright, it just feels better. And so it is. There is a source of that spiritual connection that we can have that way. It's also fun, even if you don't agree with all of the different viewpoints, to just learn about different religions and different practices. I find it very interesting. My undergraduate degree was history religion, and that was because there is no history religion degree offered, but I studied so much religion, so much history, so much philosophy, I had to create my own major, saying how history and religion, like, it's really hard to separate the two, which I believe is true. And so learning about history and learning about the progress of spirituality, I find is really fascinating. So when we have, when we want to practice spirituality and find it difficult, we may actually have some blocks, something that's blocking that for us. It can be that we're very negative, that we, are very skeptical, that we've never been trained. You know, we are living in a time where church attendance, religious attendance in general is way down. We have a lot more people believing in science, and science doesn't have any spiritual aspect to it. And so we find that it can be depressing. We need that spirituality to lift us up. And saying there's no such thing closes that door and blocks our spiritual development. And as I even said, even if we don't believe in a religion, even if you don't believe in a God or a higher power, to recognize spirituality as the ability to connect. And to even think about, are there things in your life that seem to have happened? Like, I wasn't expecting that to happen. I needed it to happen, and it happened. So having that negativity, negative worldview, not ever doing any kind of spiritual study. I have clients. They come in. They're filled with anxiety, filled with depression. Their family did not practice any kind of spiritual anything. They've never picked up a book on spirituality. They've never picked up a meditation book, just a book of positive sayings. And so they're very depleted in this area of their life. I believe as human beings, we are body, mind, and spirit. We have coaches that their job is like to encourage and you know, rev up that spirit of let's go, let's do, yeah, come on, you could do this. Okay, that is reinforcing a spiritual type of development. And if you are close to that, then you are blocking your ability to get in touch with that spiritual side of who you are. I need to take a commercial break. I know, as usual, I started late, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I will come back and talk a little bit more about the benefits of spiritual literacy. And I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm licensed as a professional counselor. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can follow me on the web at www.altaroll2lscounselor.com or follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So I'm talking today about being spiritually literate. It was my topic of last week. It did not show up on my Counselor's Chat Facebook page, and I'm hoping that we've got it working this week. So I did think it was an important topic, and so I really wanted to repeat it. And not only that, but my shows that go on Counselor's Chat then get put on my webpage. And so if I don't have it on my counselor's chat page, you're not going to get it on. I'm not going to get it on my webpage. So that's part of why I'm redoing this particular topic. And it is an important topic, being spiritually literate. It's the thing that helps us... It helps us kind of get meanings out of things in life. It gives us sort of that epiphany, so those aha moments. It is related to everyday events where we can see a deeper meaning in something. So I can, like, what is that? That must mean something. You know, like, we do that, don't we? Like, oh, what does that mean? That seems important. Like in the bigger picture, that seemed to, when I step back and look, that really makes sense why that happened now. It gives us a sense of insight into things in our lives. And so that aspect is important. So when we are not spiritually literate, when we cannot read, okay, so literate, not necessarily meaning reading a book, but reading the universe, okay? Reading things with insight, having a sense of wisdom about life. So it's reading meaning. What did that mean? Why did that happen? What is the message that I'm getting here? So I'm going to give you another example. I think I gave this example last week, but I'm going to give it again. So my husband and I, we had this situation with this awful bully of a neighbor, and we were actually having had three lawyers. He sued us. It was horrendous, and we were facing severe financial difficulty ahead, the possibility of going bankrupt and putting our house into foreclosure. In the meantime, my dad had died, and my mom had moved out of the house that I grew up in and into a condo when we put the house on the market. And we were having a little bit of a problem finding a buyer for the house. And I'll never forget, we were at the house doing something, and a realtor came with a family with four kids. And they just loved the house. The kids were running around in the yard. They said, oh my gosh, it's perfect. The basement is set up for a really great area for the kids because there's a rec room down there, and you know, it was basically a finished basement, and they just loved it. And they said, you know what, we're going to leave here, and we're going to go sign the contract to get the house, to buy the house. All right, so that was going to happen, and we were going to get the house sold. So I get a phone call late that night. The realtor said they didn't sign the contract, and they're going to definitely do it tomorrow, Saturday. Okay, so Saturday comes, no contract signed. Okay. Sunday, no contract signed, but they really wanted the house. And I'm thinking, what is the problem? Why have they not signed this contract to buy the house? And so I started to pray and pace in the living room saying, what is the meaning? What is the message? What is the universe telling me? What is God telling me? That's for me. What am I hearing here? There's something going on that I'm not getting. I called my husband up and I said, Steve, I think maybe the reason this house hasn't sold, I mean, we have a buyer, but they're not signing a contract, is that I think God wants us to move out of this dangerous situation into a place, safe place. He said, yeah, maybe you're right. He says, if that's what your gut's telling you, if that's what you think is happening here, that's sort of the wisdom, the intuition, the insight, whatever word you want to use, then let's go for it. I called my mom. I said, Mom, what are your thoughts if we take the house off the market? I don't know why they haven't signed a contract. I'm thinking it's because God wants us to sell our house and move into your house. Sure enough, we took it off. We put our house on the market. Within maybe 3 months, our house was sold and we moved to a very safe place. We've been able to reestablish some of our financial life. We're getting back on track. It really feels like this was something that was meant to happen. And that to me is about having sort of that, getting quiet. What's going on? What's the message? What am I learning? What am I supposed to glean from what's happening? That is where we develop that spiritual literacy for what's happening. Why? What's the struggle? So one of the things that I've learned is that a struggle is not necessarily a bad thing. That a struggle and a bad time and a difficult time oftentimes is the beginning of, as long as we are open to the process, of something better and something new. So there is a, it's in the Old Testament of the Bible about God, how he uses people to shape and form them, like a potter does on a potter's wheel. So you have to throw the clay and you have to beat it and you have to get all the air bubbles out and you have to, I've done pottery, you've got to cut it and knead it and cut it and knead it and just, you've got to get, because if you have an air bubble in the pottery and you go to put it in the kiln, the air gets hot, the piece explodes. So you have to get all the air out. So it's punching and pulling and cutting and pulling and punching and until you know all the air is out. Then you throw it on the wheel and you got to pull it and stretch it and you put it in the fire and then you've got to paint it and put it back in the fire for the final firing for the glaze and you end up with this beautiful piece. So that's the description in the Bible of we have hard times. However, that hard time can lead to something beautiful if we are open to the process. So often, I have clients come in, why is this going on in my life? Generally, from my perspective and my experience, it is because something better is going to happen. We have to go into a pit before we come up on the other side. To have that new perspective, you know, I cannot know light without knowing dark. The fish doesn't know dry because it's never been out of the water. And it doesn't know that it's in water because it's always been in the water. As human beings, we know the difference between being dry and being wet because we could go in the water and we could get out of the water. So we need those contrasts to help us distinguish. And so when we begin to practice spiritual literacy through reading, meditating, being in nature, getting quiet. See, we're so bombarded these days. Bombarded. This and this and this and this. It's all bombarding us. We don't get quiet. What is the meaning of? Why am I having this struggle? What am I supposed to learn? I have that question a lot. What am I learning? What's the message? I ask that question. What's the message? What am I supposed to be learning right now? I am not sure of the struggle, why the struggle is here, except that the struggle means there's something for me to learn. So that developing spiritual literacy is saying, I am going to be open to the process of learning something. I am going to transcend this dark experience. There is something out there that I have to wait for. I may not be ready for it. The air bubbles may not be all cut out. I need to wait for it. It's going to come. So part of waking up spiritually is becoming spiritually literate. That wake up, that aha moment. We get out of sort of living in a trance, automatons just going through life, and we begin to get in touch with something that's bigger and greater, has more meaning, greater depth to it. I do need to take another commercial before I come off, before this ends, and I will be back in a few moments to finish this up, and I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about spiritual literacy. I gave you a few examples of in my own life. Even the process of becoming a counselor really for me is a calling. It was just, I'm going to call it a spiritual calling. I really didn't know what I was going to do. I had no clue. My marriage was over. I was floundering around. I was in a deep state of depression and despair. I went to go volunteer at a youth shelter. They hired me. Then I had another job where I moved from there to a women's long-term rehab, Christian-based rehab, where I thought I was going to be the house manager, and they hired me to oversee the counselors. And I thought, well, I don't know the first thing about that, so I decided maybe that means I should go and get my master's in counseling. I did that. That job ended. I only had two courses, and I stopped going. I got a call from the College of New Jersey, which is now Trenton State, and they said, where are you? What's going on? I'm like, well, I don't seem to be in the field anymore. I don't have money to pay for graduate work. And they said, hogwash, come for a graduate assistantship, and you don't have to pay. So I went. It was a hard struggle. I had all kinds of weird jobs, house cleaning, whatever. To do that, I was a producer for a radio show. Isn't that interesting or TV show, how things work out, right? Again, that's sort of a spiritual connection, how things work out. It prepared me for this. And then I did my internship at a halfway house, and they hired me when I graduated as program director. It just everything, the doors just kind of opened up to the whole thing. And it was being willing to just, okay, willing to walk through the next door. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to go with the flow. So that is the thing that's really important. Slow down. Do some reading. Do some prayer and meditation. When you are in a dark place, ask, what is the meaning? What am I supposed to learn? Let me slow down. Let me listen. And let me go with the flow. If I fight it, I find that it's much, much more difficult. So our lives are filled with spiritual opportunities. So again, it's not necessarily going to church and being religious. It's about those spiritual opportunities of connection, of insight, of wisdom, of what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning for this? Where, what's the direction that, that the world is, you know, that, that, that I'm being led to? That's spiritual literacy, following up with reading, prayer, meditation. So ask yourself, do you have a connection with nature? Are there people in your lives that you connect with? Do you observe quiet? Do you observe a Sabbath? So a day for just quiet reflection. Do you engage in things that are creative, that have a spiritual impact, such as music and writing and arts and crafts, cooking, gardening? Get in touch with your with yourself. Like, notice what you're feeling. A lot of times I will ask client, you know, well, what are you feeling? I'm feeling tight right here. I think maybe you want to cry. Like, get in touch with. And be okay with crying if that's what you need to do. Remember that sometimes the hard times are the beginning of an awakening time. We have got to go into the night before we get into the day. And we need the two things. Otherwise, we don't know light from dark. And when we are in the dark, the spiritual literacy that you can develop for yourself can lead you into a light space. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I hope this was useful. I hope it's showing up on my Counselor's Chat Facebook so that I can forward it on so people can learn a little bit more about spiritual literacy. I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is bad stuff, so says Senator Lindsey Graham in a hearing on the Justice Department's Inspector General report regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. The South Carolina Republican chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He also says,
what happened here is that